Hello, bimbos and himbos. Welcome to the first podcast of the Bimbo Manifesto. Honestly, this was a lot of work and it is distracting me on my self-obsession, but I told you guys at 100K that I would make one, so fine, I'll do it just for you guys. You can't even say I don't do anything for you guys. Like, come on. But anyways, if you don't know me, my name is Fiona, like Shrek. But I also like to call myself Fifi. And I am G's Get Lonely 2 on TikTok and all platforms. And I consider myself the creator, the innovator, the entrepreneur of the Bimbo Manifesto. Listen, I'm just a young, hot 19-year-old from the six, from Toronto, and I'm gonna be real, my goal in life is to just release myself of the shackles of self-awareness. I am chained up. I was chained up. I was in a jail cell, and I'm released. The beast has been released, okay? So, let's just get into it. Many people have asked me, girl, you have been giving all this damn advice all day, but what the fuck are you talking about? What is bimbofication? And what is a bimbo? Like, I thought that was a bad thing. Okay. I'll tell you, a bimbo, textbook definition, is a super hot woman, but she's an airhead. She's a super hot woman, but she's an airhead. Think Paris Hilton. Think Kim K. Think Marilyn Monroe. Think Elle Woods. Super hot women, and people think that they're airheads. And I'm going to get into that later on. Think is the key word. And the act of bimbofication is turning yourself into one, even if you aren't already one. Did you hear me? So anyone can be one. Like, I don't really have a unique word for it because, you know, people are right. It's not exactly what a bimbo is. But I just didn't really have a unique word for it. So I'm just taking the word bimbo and bimbofication, and it is redefined. And everyone and anyone can follow it. People are always messaging me, oh, I do this job. Oh, but I'm this age, but I'm a mom, but I'm a guy. No. You're just trying to make excuses. And I don't like that. I don't like excuses. Everyone can follow. No matter what age, I don't care how old you are, I don't care if you were just born yesterday, I don't care what gender you are, and I don't care what profession you do. You could be a lawyer, you could be a cashier, you could be whatever. You can follow this movement. That's right, though. Let's backtrack. I said gender. We can't forget about the himbos, too. I don't know why TikTok keeps banning my videos on himbos, and they keep threatening to ban me and say that I'm going to get my whole account removed. But TikTok, I'm sorry, you're just not that girl, because I'm trying to recruit people and clearly you have some sort of animosity. But TikTok, seriously, please do not ban me, like, for real. But at the end of the day, only 8% of my followers are dudes, so I'm not too pressed about it, but there are himbos. With that in mind, Fiona, why in the hell would anyone want to be a bimbo? Like, you're so dumb. You don't know what the fuck. Like, you're just 19. You don't know what you're talking about. First of all, thank you. I am dumb. I trained very hard to be this airheady. But I'll tell you exactly why. I don't like explaining myself, but I'm gonna explain it to you to just spark the movement. Being stupid and being clueless is the key. Major key alert is the key to happiness. Being stupid is the smartest thing you can do. I don't care what books you read. I don't care what research you've done on the mitochondria. That is not it. Being stupid is the smartest thing you can do. Being stupid means ignoring the harsh realities that literally do not benefit you. Like, how many times have you like learned a fact or like something and it literally doesn't even like affect your life in any way, but it's like, I literally would have been so much happier if I like didn't know that. Like, why did I have to know that? Like, I literally wish I could like go back and wipe my mind from that. Being stupid means letting go of the social anxieties you have because you're just not aware. Like, you don't are aware of like people judging you and stuff because you're just not aware. Being stupid means building self-confidence. Building it, okay? This is all what stupid means. It is just redefined. The stupidest people are the happiest people. They do not give a fuck because they are so just in their own world, and that's the key to happiness. Take a look at history. Take a look at history. Our himbo icon, Patrick Starr. Have you ever seen him sweat a hoe? Have you ever seen him sweat a hoe? Be real. No, you haven't. Exactly. There's a reason why he's so happy and why so many people just don't care and they're happy. This is the key to happiness, y'all. Like, I was trying to figure out for these last two decades, this is it. 2022 is the year of no thoughts, just vibes. So fuck it. I'm ditching the critical thinking skills, honestly. Like, I literally don't want to have another critical thought in my life. And I'm going to just sit by the pool and drink a vodka cran. Like, I am done with critical thinking. But listen, on my page, I posted rules for bimbofication. And I hope you guys are taking notes and studying it. I hope you guys, in between your self-obsession, you go back and you review the notes and remind yourself, how am I going to be hot and happy today? Because listen, there is a part two coming. And y'all need to act like a fucking lady and come correct. Because if you guys aren't studying it, I'm gonna be so mad at you. I'm literally gonna send the SWAT team to your house. But anyways, let's get into it. Let's get into it. Rule numero uno. Stop fact checking. Literally stop it. Okay, listen. Remember the happiness you felt as a child when you believed in Santa and the Tooth Fairy? This is the type of happiness I meant. Like, remember you were so fucking excited for Santa and the Tooth Fairy and you get a couple dollars and a couple presents? Like, that's the happiness, the childlike happiness you deserve. This is what I mean, though. Because, I don't know, people were getting mad at me. If there's a harmless, notice how I said harmless, because y'all love to purposely misunderstand me. Like, whenever blogs post me, people be so mad, but I'm gonna explain to you. Oh, if there's a harmless fact you wanna believe in, like how that dude, Stevie Wonder, has that 2020 vision, Stevie Wonder has that 2020 vision. He's not fooling me. Steve Harvey said how Stevie Wonder drove to his house. You know what? I'm not going to get into this, but that man can see. If you want to believe it, then do it. don't bother fact-checking. Like, for what? If it's a harmless fact and it's fun for you to believe in, why do you need to fact-check it? If someone else wants to fact-check it for you, then let them. But it's not your responsibility to explain yourself. Like, what does that got to do with you? Okay. Coming in at number two. Listen to Nicki Minaj. If you go through that man's phone and you don't leave, you just played your motherfucking self. You played yourself. Don't you dare go through his phone. Don't you dare look in his dashboard and his side table. Don't effing do that. Like, seriously, like, stop. No, I'm serious. Like, stop. Being part-time spy is anti-bimbo, and that means you are putting so much energy into him when you literally could have got your nails done in that time of you searching through that man's phone. That is so anti-bimbo. And trust me, y'all, there is no reason to be looking through his phone, searching all over his damn house and car just to find a little piece of hair. And then you're crying and throwing up all motherfucking night because you wanted to be fucking Kim Possible. Look at you now. You're crying and throwing up and you're still going to stay with that man. Listen, when you adopt the bimbo mindset, this means the universe knows. It knows how in love with yourself you are. And if the universe wants you to know something, it will tell you. If the universe wants you to know something, it's gonna tell you. So don't bother wasting your energy doing all that and go get your hair done or something. Like, what are you even doing? Rule number three, only focus on you. Yeah, you. And your looks all the damn time. When I tell you the first thing when you wake up in the morning, and the last thing at night you're thinking about is yourself. Take your time to get ready every morning. Take your time. Take a shower. Put some perfume on. Do it. And make sure you feel hot every day so that nobody will be able to tell you shit about you. Even at night, repeat your bimbo affirmations and think about yourself at night. Think about your future. Think about how amazing and grateful you are for this amazing life you have. And when you go to sleep, you're going to dream about you. Like, isn't that amazing? Like, there is no other person I'd want to dream about except for myself. I'm gonna be real with you guys. There is no other person. No one. Except for Idris Elba, but only if it's me and him. When you consume yourself in the thoughts of yourself, like, you literally won't even have time to think about anything else anyway. Like, how, like, when will you have the time to think about anything else if you're always thinking about yourself? Like, seriously? Okay. Rule number four. Everywhere you go, be hot. All the damn time. I don't care if you're going to the mall. I don't care if you're going to your Meemaw's house. I don't care if you're going to the community center. I promise you, if you put the time to look presentable, not only will the energy you have about yourself will literally be out of the roof. Like, the energy will literally be like sunbeams raying out of your body. Everyone else will feel that energy. And this is the secret to pretty privilege. Imagine those sunbeams literally touching everyone, giving that vitamin D to everyone. People will feel that energy when you put the time in yourself to look a little presentable and when you feel hot. And lots of people ask me, like, is there a special way I should wear or my makeup? No! No, y'all are not getting my point. It's whatever you look your hottest in. You could do this experiment yourself.
go out on a weekend and one day dress like down, like don't even do your hair. Write down how people treat you. The next day, be super hot and literally tell yourself like, everyone is going to think I'm super hot today. Like, keep telling yourself that and like, believe it. Be like, when I go out, like everyone's going to think I'm hot. Like, everyone's going to be nice to me. Look at the difference of how people treat you. This is a real experiment. I've done it myself. Look how people treat you. Rule number 5. Don't you dare participate in discourse. Okay, listen. I'm not going to lie. I get passionate when talking about hot topics. But I always get bothered when I try to explain my views to people. And so I'm ditching this all. I'm done. I'm throwing this out the window. I'm running it over with my Porsche. I'm done. 2022 and beyond, it's done. And this is super useful because for some reason, I get on this clock app every day. I get on that bird app every day. And y'all are fighting all damn day with 39-year-old quote-unquote alpha males or whoever else. Like, who cares? Like, who cares if they don't agree with your opinion? You don't have to prove shit to anyone. Especially if you know the subject. You don't have to prove shit to anyone. Don't let a man, especially mansplain to you about a subject. You just know. You don't have to do all that. I promise you, you don't have to do all that. Rule number 6. Say, I don't know, to every question, especially personal questions, especially when it's nobody's damn business. People will ask you questions to learn you, and they will manipulate you, or they will just do it to get in your business and sabotage it. Listen, you don't have to do that. Like, I don't know should be like the 80% off sale rack at Holt Renfrew or Saks Fifth Avenue. Like, it's the best thing ever. Saying I don't know is the best thing ever. What is your relationship status? I don't know. What are you doing with your life? I don't know. I'm just playing it by ear. You don't owe anyone a damn explanation when it comes to your life. Because what does that got to do with them? If it doesn't affect them in any way, like, what does that got to do with them? You don't know shit about shit. You don't know shit. Rule number 7. Lucky number 7. Stop looking at the damn news. Okay. Y'all didn't like this one, but listen, I choose to believe we live in a euphoric society because not every day murder, robbery, kidnapping, new COVID strain, Omicron, COVID strain. No, I'm exhausted. I'm done. You're raining on my parade. And unless it's like a super like major like affecting the whole world issue, like I literally don't want to know about the cat that died yesterday in someone's pool. Like, I literally don't want to know. And the news is only going to show you bad news. The news is never going to show you the good stuff. It's always something bad. And it's just raining on my parade. Like, ugh, no more news. Rule number 8. Listen, a lot of people came for me for this one. A lot of people did. Y'all don't like this one, but it's the truth. If you don't ask, don't ask what misogyny does to you and ask what it can do for you. Okay, hear me out. Weaponize the weaponized incompetence. If you don't want to do simple tasks, do it so bad that they will never ask you to do it again. Like, they'll literally be like, oh my god, like, I'm literally never gonna ask her to do it. She's literally useless. And let them think you're useless, because if you don't want to do something, then don't do it. Listen, Men do this all the effing time, and they get away with it. They've been getting away with it for years because men are a lot more capable and smarter than people think, but they are bimbos, and they just get away with it. So listen, ladies, it's time to give their food back to them. It's time to feed them and give it to them where it hurts. And this especially means in the beginning of a relationship, and a man is all like, oh, like, I need a wifey who's gonna like cook and clean for me and wipe my ass. First of all, fuck you. Now you're getting microwave popcorn and a red sock in the white laundry load because you thought I was your meemaw. I'm not your meemaw, and you're never gonna ask me for that again. You could do all that when you're in, like, full in the relationship with them, but men straight off the bat are gonna get you to be like their mom. They're gonna get you to be like their mom, and you're gonna resent them because you're like, this is not my effing son. So listen, weaponize the weaponized incompetence. This works for work scenarios too, because trust me, especially in minimum wage jobs, the hardest working person is going to get the most work. Like, they're gonna see who works the hardest, and they're gonna say, okay, here's 1,000 tasks. And guess what? That person is still going to be paid the same as everyone else. So this doesn't really mean like for bigger jobs, but definitely for minimum wage jobs. Don't even bother. Weaponized incompetence. Rule number 9. Stop observing and stop perceiving. You walk into a room and you're already playing Sigmund Freud, trying to psychoanalyze everyone and their body languages. Like, can you calm down? Like, I promise you, you're scaring the hoes, and they do not give a fuck about you. People care too much. As much as people don't want to admit it, they do not really give a fuck about other people. They just care what other people think of them. They do not care about you. Blank white wall method. Blank white wall. I'll get more into this. Maybe I'll make another episode with like bimbo methods and practices. But blank white wall is basically when you just clear your mind and you think of a blank white wall and you have no thoughts. Like, all you could think about is the blank white wall. You could also think of a sky. You could think of a pink wall. You could think of the ocean. But anything that just clears your mind is the way to go. Like, think about yourself if you must think about something. But don't be like nitpicking yourself, being like, oh my god, like my shoes like make my feet look too big. Like, nobody cares. Think about yourself saying, oh my god, like I look so hot. Like, I wonder if like I'm gonna like them. Like, oh, that girl like looks like someone I would like. Listen, like, who cares what they think? Like, these are literally strangers. They do not pay your bills. And if someone doesn't pay your bills, you should not give a fuck what they think of you. Last and final rule, number 10. No critical thinking, no self-awareness, no thoughts, just vibes. That's all you need. That's going on. You don't need anything else in your head. You just need the vibes. Listen, I don't want to nitpick at everything I'm doing. Like, I don't want to constantly think about like my traumatic scenarios. Like, sometimes I just want to like relax. Listen, like, I'm a real, like, sometimes it's good enough to just, like, be surface level. Like, you don't always have to do, like, a deep thought analysis about your life and your childhood. Like, it's not necessary all the damn time. Like, sometimes you could just, like, be empty-headed and just be happy with that and sit in your emptiness. Like, be comfortable with just, like, not having thoughts. Like, just be cool with it. Have the blank white wall going on in your head or the ocean or the sky and just clear your mind. Like, listen, it's really just good enough to be surface level. Like, I'm hot. What else is there? Like, that's all you need to know. I'm hot. I'm beautiful. And I have an amazing outfit on. Surface level, that's it. Like, I don't want to go into my traumatic life or whatever. Like, this is me and you're going to like it. Okay, that's the end of my rules. I got some criticism on these rules, and usually you know how I feel about haters and criticism, because listen, I've been posted on a lot of blogs lately, and you know, I've been seeing a few comments saying that I'm just a narcissist, they're literally diagnosing me with narcissistic personality disorder. They're saying, this is just what men do. Whatever. Like, you're so dumb. Like, whatever. First of all, thank you again for calling me dumb. But, guys, it's literally exactly what it is. But it's not in the way you think. Yes, yes, yes. After my narcissistic relationship, I saw how he was just so focused on himself. I saw how he was able to just move on and go into a room and not give a fuck what anyone was thinking. Like, my friends would be like, would fucking hate him, and he would go into a room like he was like the boss. Like, he would go anywhere not caring and thinking that like he was like the shit. Like, he did that, and he was able to move on from situations like this. And so when that in mind, like, I'm not telling you to be a narcissist in terms of like gaslighting and like abusing people. Like, that is not what I'm saying. I'm saying be a narcissist in like the harmless good traits, in the terms of like being so focused on you and yourself that you literally do not give a fuck what anyone could think of you. And there's nothing someone could say about you because, like, you know, it's not you. Like, they don't know shit about you. Right? So that's what I mean by narcissist. Like, I'm not telling you to develop an MPD or something, and I'm not telling you to start gaslighting everyone, and I'm not telling you to harm people. Like, when I tell you to focus on you, like, if your fucking sister breaks her arm and you're like, oh, but like, I gotta put on my makeup, no, like, that's not that's not what I mean. I just mean, like, sometimes you don't have to burden yourself with like the unnecessary problems that shouldn't be your problems. You know what I mean? Like, if you know people don't like you, like, you should be able to go into that room and still strut your stuff and not give a fuck. That's what I mean by how it's narcissism. It's not, y'all just purposely must understand me, but that's like the main like comment. And for, in terms of men, males are bimbos. Guys are literally bimbos. Like, they're literally bimbos. They do not give a fuck. Like, I promise you, guys could literally sit there for hours and not have a single thought and be cool. Like, they'll literally sit with their boredom. Like, guys will literally sit there and just, like, think about, like, the food they ate that day. Like, I promise you, like, guys are the original bimbos. Like, they have mastered the art of pretending to be dumb for other people to do stuff for them, especially women, for a long, long time. And they can deny all they want. It's the truth. It's the truth. You see it all the time. They are the masters of this. And there's something we could learn from them. Because guys don't have the gift and the curse of thoughts and intuition and feelings as us women have. Listen, intuition, feelings, thoughts is amazing. It is an amazing gift that women have. But it tends for us to have all these negative emotions. Men don't be having that. Like, they don't overanalyze everything. Like, everything is just super straightforward, and there's something we could learn from them. As long as, like, as much as they, you know, sometimes piss us off, there's something we could learn about from them. And so that's basically just the basics. That's just like the rules. Like, I am just telling y'all the truth about life, and you could hate it all you want, or you could love it, but it's the truth, and it's how the world goes around, and it's how all these people have managed to get so high up in the social hierarchy. Like, if you look at so many people, like, they use it to their advantage, and you can too by adopting this bimbo mindset, I promise you guys. But yeah, this was like my first podcast. I think I'm going to wrap it up soon. This was super short, but this was just supposed to be an intro as to like what the fuck bimbofication is. But yeah, I'm going to make more episodes. So if you guys have any more suggestions or anything, like, maybe I'll link a Google form of some sort, or you guys could ask me in the Q&A on my page. But again, my name is Fiona. I am G's Get Lonely 2 on every platform. And this is the Bimbo Manifesto Podcast. Thank you for listening. Stay beautiful and stay stupid.